I never thought that I would actually have to record a podcast episode encouraging people to avoid killing their parents or grandparents. But here we are. Recently, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas said that he would be willing to die so that his grandkids could have a strong economy. Now, I could say okay, boomer, to that, or I could help him out with ideas on how to support local businesses without killing Meemaw. By the way, his comments literally made me cry because I love my grandma so much and would do anything and everything that I could to protect not only her, but other people's parents and grandparents as well. She brings so much joy into my life. I've decided to share my ideas because this is some next level self-sacrifice that we can absolutely avoid because it's 2020 and we have technology, choices, and the ability to use collective action to support our local businesses. I'm also going to share a few ideas for businesses who aren't sure what they can do during this time to let us know what they need. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the coronavirus and talk of a recession, please do grab the Coronavirus and Recession Planning Toolkit from Freaked Out to Back in Control. This is free. If you're needing some help figuring out what to consider, what to prepare for, how to stockpile without losing your mind, Michelle is Money Hungry is an empathetic space in the personal finance first, having conversations about that and sharing content about that. I'm here to help you, not shame you. It's heartbreaking to acknowledge that many businesses will be lost during this time. You can't literally physically remove customers from businesses and not expect that to be the case. But it's 20 freaking 20, and this crazy thing called the internet is something that we can use to take action now. There are, however, many things that we as customers can do to support our local businesses while we're in self-isolation mode and protecting others as well as ourselves from the coronavirus. First, understand what your state is mandating citizens to do during this time. Use social media to shout out your favorite local businesses. If you have beautiful pictures of a favorite meal at your favorite restaurant, a beautiful outfit that you purchased at a local store, or a picture of a perfectly made latte at your favorite coffee shop, share those online and tag those businesses. Link to those businesses' social media pages so that they know that we are loving on them, and also so that new people who are new to them can connect with their social media pages and understand what they're doing in real time to keep their businesses afloat. Purchase gift cards from those businesses. So most businesses offer gift cards, and most of them do this both either virtually or you could call it in and you could pick the cards up later. And what I've noticed a lot of people doing is adding bonus amounts to those cards. So say, for example, you purchase a $100 gift card, maybe they're giving you an additional $30 on that card. So it's now $130. So it's a really good bang for your buck. So right now, actually, there are a lot of deals to be had. I will asterisk this to say if for some reason that business closes, your money won't be refunded back. But you know what? It is what it is. That's always a risk with any business, even during a moment that is not a global pandemic. So there's always a risk, but I'm willing to take the risk. Pick it up. Many cities are allowing pickup orders from your favorite coffee shops, restaurants, and, well, I am in Colorado, pot shops. So I wanted to make sure you were listening, but it is true. You can do pickup service. Use delivery services and just remember like some safety protocols when you're getting food delivered. Most people get food delivered. I'm like unusual because I don't, because I enjoy cooking, but many, many people normally get their food delivered. So when you do that, there are safety protocols that you should take, which is keep the door closed, have them leave it on the stoop. When you remove the food from the containers, throw the containers away immediately, wash your hands, and you might want to, depending on the type of food, reheat it. Like, you know, just be cautious. But when people are working with Instacart or with DoorDash, that kind of thing, not only are you helping restaurant, you're also helping 1099 workers who are out there trying to get us connected with the things that we want. So that's something to consider, but you know, be smart about it. shop online. So I love shopping. And when I first launched this website, it was actually called the Shop My Closet Project because I was like shopping all the stuff in my closet because I had so many things. And the reason why I had so many things was I used to love going to the mall. Now I no longer love going to the mall. I find it really boring. However, I still do love new things. And one of the things I do now is I shop online. I have for several years now. Absolutely love it. And that might be one way for you to support your local retailer is just to buy stuff online. And in fact, I have friends who work for retail businesses and they're like, we are so grateful for our websites. Like we are so thankful for that because the website is literally where all the business is coming in. So, you know, if you can't physically go into the store, click onto their website and buy something, you know, for the next birthday that you're celebrating, what have you. Crowdsource support. This could be anything from organizing via your neighborhood's next door portal. My neighborhood has a crazy busy next door community. Like they're reporting on stuff all day long. Like I'm afraid to actually look at it right now because I cannot imagine how busy it is. But you could organize a couple of things like crowdsourcing support to buy meals from your favorite local restaurant. So you could literally go on Nextdoor and be like, hey, we're going to start rotating support and we're going to, you know, support restaurant A on Monday, March 31st or restaurant. Is that March 30? I think it's March 30th. But anyway, and then, you know, coffee shop B on April 1st or whatever. You could organize like a virtual tour of those spaces so that you're supporting them. And so basically create shopping days where you do that online or do pickup. Reach out to those businesses and ask if they could create a coupon that people could could download and use at a later date. Again, this is all like, you know, Hail Mary kind of stuff, but it's helpful. Create local Facebook groups focused on supporting the businesses. Connect business owners with helpful resources that they might not know about because the situation is happening so quickly. Tell them about grants that don't have to be paid back, stimulus programs for businesses. So as we wait with bated breath to hear what the Congress has put together, there may be some programs that these people aren't eligible for. So, you know, that's why it's important to let them know about grants. Nonprofit programs that might be for specific types of people, let them know about that. For women, first generation business owners, people of color, etc. Connect them with stimulus programs for businesses. So right now, people are just hustling, like trying to stay alive and stay afloat. They may not have the bandwidth to do the research. Do the research for them if you have the time. Interview your favorite business owners on your local podcast. They can be short 20-minute episodes, just letting them share their brand and their brand story. They're just letting them talk about why their business is so important to them and why your support would make the difference for them. If you're bilingual, connect translation services or connect businesses with translation services or share official resources that are published in different languages. So I know that Denver is publishing information in different languages, but maybe you know of a business owner that speaks a language that doesn't have the resource in that language. So just try to make sure that people are understanding what's happening in the language that they actually speak. And if you are able to provide that service, do. For businesses, how to help us help you. So I want you guys to know what we need from you. First is tell us what you need. Like literally a closed mouth does not get fed. Let us know what you need from us. If you need us to pick up unused food, if you need us to purchase gift cards, if you need us to share your businesses with other people, we will not be judgy we will not be judgy about this. Like, please be transparent because at this moment in time, it's like all hands on deck, get in the lifeboats, throw the water out of the boat. Like, we are there because we are all experiencing this because it's crazy. We need your help on how to help you because we're struggling and in the dark too. Let us know what we can do to help you. If you are a yoga, dance, or fitness studio, offer those classes online via Zoom. I am still taking my actual fitness classes that my studio teaches via Zoom. And what you could do a couple of different things. You could just offer those classes to your regular students. You could offer free short, like 20-minute classes to help entice new people into your space. And actually, this is a great time to innovate. Businesses that don't innovate in general will die. So this is a great time to innovate. I saw a restaurant in Seattle that is doing booming business. They were a high-end restaurant, like $400 plates, you know, like crazy high-end. And what they did was they had a powwow and they're like, look, we have to change our business model or we're going to die. Like literally, they changed their branding. They did everything, I think, within a week. And now they're just doing booming business and they're able to keep their people working. So this is something that you have to do. You have to sit down and figure it out. And it sucks and it's hard and it's not fair, but it's life. If possible, again, change what you're selling and how you're selling and keep selling. Don't let anyone tell you that you should not sell your product. If you don't sell your product, people can't work. There are people relying on you. And we get that. We're sophisticated enough to understand that. However, be careful with the marketing copy that you use. You need to be aware of the moment and time that we're in. Look at your social media. If you've pre-scheduled stuff like a month out, you need to look at that today and edit it and make sure that it's relevant to now. The reality is this: we are not powerless. We do not have to sacrifice people and people's lives in order to keep the economy healthy. And I would actually argue that this is for that person and his party, this is like what they normally talk about, like survive or die, right? So it does, and by survive or die, I mean business, not people. So I'm not sure why he's like telling people to die. The day that I recorded this episode, the stimulus package was actually passed. We don't know all the details other than that it's a huge, huge stimulus package. And honestly, we don't even know when you'll receive the money if you're eligible for the money. So you need to operate like you're not getting any money. I'm going to be like candid. Operate like you are not going to receive any money because you don't know when you will actually get it if you even are eligible for it. Some businesses will be lost and it freaking sucks, but we don't have to kill off our grandparents to help the economy. Please stay safe. Please wash your hands. Please follow what your governors are saying about the situation and Dr. Fauci. I appreciate you guys listening. Please take care and stay safe.